Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, presented by the HealthLinks family of services. I'm DJ Thatcher, your host. You know, our mission here at HealthLinks is to engage in conversations about the medical and health landscape of South Carolina so we're all better informed. In this segment, we are at the beautiful Mount Pleasant Gardens Memory Care Community in the heart of Mount Pleasant. We're joined by its executive director, Denise Kish. So Denise, thank you for inviting us in, and welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
We appreciate you here. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is a beautiful home. I mean, tell us about this.
Mount Pleasant Gardens has been here for over 7 years. Mm-hmm. We started in 2018, and we are a standalone memory care community that will take care of all forms of dementia, including Parkinson's.
Denise, you just celebrated your 6th anniversary and your 7th year now, and how much have you grown? How many residents do you have? How many staff, or what type of staff? Give us a snapshot of that.
I would love to. Mount Pleasant Gardens has grown over the last 6 years. We now house over 60 residents, and they are all residents with dementia and or Parkinson's. We have a full staff for our community, and that includes all of the disciplines of administration and nursing, food services, housekeeping, and laundry. So the staff have grown over the years. They are all fully trained with positive approach to care, which is a philosophy of care for those that are suffering from dementia.
I know we're going to talk to some of your other associates who are here. We'll learn more about that. But that is one of the key differentiators that you have here, isn't it?
It is. It is. Just being able to fully focus on one part of assisted living or long-term care, and that's with those with dementia. And it is also an assisted living community, which means that, you know, we still have them at the beginning stages of their disease, and we bring them in, and our motto is to bring them in and create joy in moments that matter. And that's what we're all focused on doing, because they come to us and they have really lost a sense of their competency because they don't want to take showers. They can't cook anymore. They don't even understand about a remote control, or that is changing. So much is changing for them, as well as their worth. They start to diminish in their own thoughts of themselves and the worth that they feel they have in a family. And what we wanted to do here at Mount Pleasant Gardens when we started was to bring that sense of joy back to them, in terms of they were competent to do things. So we step in where they have the strength, where they don't have the strength and knowledge to be able to perform a task or remember an event. But we also step in with worth, that they really belong to us here. They are a part of a family, as well as they can still have great joy. And that is what we tremendously see at Mount Pleasant Gardens, the sense of joy and love that we have just brought through our leadership, through our team, that really makes this place, you know, a light in the Mount Pleasant community.
I've been fortunate to have a tour and look around at this beautiful, beautiful home. And I see you interacting with so many people. And obviously, it's a passion for you. It's not a 9-to-5 job. How did you get involved in this? What's your background, Denise?
Well, my background was in long-term care. It was also in developing different programs that would make a difference. And I myself and my family have had dementia family members that not only did I care for, but I also had to work with them in a different community. And it just touched my heart to see what changed them, what made them start to live life to their fullest. And learning from them, especially a grandmother, you know, I learned how to bring it to Mount Pleasant Gardens, as well as, you know, my faith that, you know, that we are put here for a reason, and we just need to follow with love and joy and just, you know, live out our passions. And I really truly believe that the people in this building live out their passions and their missions.
I'll remind our listeners that our podcasts are video-based as well, so we'll be seeing some great footage of activities and just everything that you have to offer here at Mount Pleasant Gardens. So, well, thank you. I know we're going to hear from other members of the team. And we're joined by Judy Annunziato, who is the Director of Nursing Services here at Mount Pleasant Gardens. Judy, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to visit with us today.
Absolutely beautiful place, it really is. Now, at the heart of anything, when someone is in a memory care community, it's the medical care or the nursing care that they get. Tell us a little bit about that and the staff you have.
Residents, as they age, do have some medical complications. As health service director here, I oversee the residents to ensure that they have the proper medications that they need. We also have home health that we call in if they have orders for that. And we also have a very close communication, open communication with each one of their doctors as well. We have a great team out there that comes in to assist us with those things to ensure they're medically doing well.
Well, Judy, let's back up. Let's assume that we have someone who is watching or listening who maybe is in the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. Maybe it's a loved one, maybe it's a family member, whatever. What are some things that they should be watching for that maybe is a trigger for, you know, hey, maybe it's time that we move them from where they are now into some place like Mount Pleasant Gardens?
So the family will start to see certain signs of their memory failing, of them not being able to do some of the daily tasks that they used to easily be able to do. The big concern is always safety. And they start to see that this person, their loved one, is in a situation where they're not safe to be at home and to be able to really take care of themselves. The family will start to get involved and to oversee that, which can become very overwhelming. The other part is that it's extremely important for residents as they progress with their dementia to keep active. And so to bring them to a community like ours, it keeps them going. It keeps them moving, which we truly believe is really an important key to making their lives the best that they can be with that diagnosis of dementia or with Alzheimer's.
Good. Walk us through that process. A new resident comes on board. What did they go through from a medical evaluation or a plan of care or anything like that? How does that work?
All of our residents are seen by their physician before they come in here, and the physician is the one that makes the decision along with the family that it is time for them to come to a memory care unit. And our unit is secure. We have CNAs, aides that watch over the residents to ensure their safety at all times.
I was going to say, brag about your nursing staff a little bit. What types of people do you have?
So we do have a few nurses that are here full-time on staff. We also have the CNAs, we have caregivers, and we have highly trained CNAs that they are trained to see through the eyes of the dementia resident because their brain function doesn't see things the way that we do, and that we really try to give them the compassion to understand where these residents are coming from so that they can deal with them on a better level. We really value Mount Pleasant Gardens as being like a home-like environment, and we really enforce that we are like family here, and it's majorly important for these residents. They form many relationships with other residents, which we find absolutely beautiful, how they just find each other and always want to be together, and the socialization, the activities here, it's really wonderful for them.
Have you had any couples who've connected here yet? Any of the residents?
It's funny you should ask that because we do, and it's very sweet. And we want them to be happy. Of course, we always, you know, talk with the family members to see how they feel about it also, and they just want them to be happy, and that's what we want for our residents.
You know, one of the concerns, one of the frustrations that some family members have when a loved one goes into to a new home is, I'm out of touch, I don't know what's going on, or I don't know what's happening medically. How often, or what does that look like to keep in touch with the family members? How often is that done?
We have an extraordinary communication here with our families. We tell them they can contact us at any time, and we are available by phone if need. At any time of day, night or day, it doesn't matter if I'm in the building or out of the building. It's a weekend, it's not a weekend. They know that they can always call so that I can ensure that their concerns are met. And I can ensure that they feel very comfortable with their residents being here as part of our family.
So Judy, as a director of nursing services, who are some of the other key members of your care staff?
A large, important part of my care staff is the caregivers themselves. They're the ones that take care of the residents every day, hands-on, and they're the eyes and the ears of the building. When caregivers have been with us for a while and we see that they have amazing qualities, as all of them do, some stand out and want to further their education a little bit with us, and so we train them to be med techs, and the med techs in this building are amazing. They take on a lot of responsibility under my guidance and the other nurses, as well as from doctors and caregivers that come in here as well. But they do an amazing job. They make sure that the residents get the right medications every day, and they also make sure that they oversee that their care is done correctly and that it's done with dignity and love and compassion.
You've got quite a diverse staff. Anyone else we're leaving out that is part of your staff?
Absolutely. I'm my resident care manager. She plays a huge role in this building and assisting me with my job. And I am very grateful for her. She does an amazing job with the girls and managing the caregivers on a daily basis.
Now, Judy, as a nurse, with all the options you have for nursing, how did you choose this specialty?
I've been a nurse for 36 years. I've worked in subacute care, skilled care, and enjoyed all of those and learned a lot. But when I went to work at long-term care with the residents with dementia, and after having my grandmother go through dementia, it really touched my heart to see these residents and how the dementia affects their lives after living such wonderful, successful, beautiful lives, raising families, and then to have to deal with the dementia and still try to live the best life that they can. And to be a part of that, I think, is a gift that I'm able to serve and to be a part of this community.
Yeah, I wondered if you had more than just a clinical passion for it. So obviously
absolutely.
A family member as well.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
We see it. All right, Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, we're joined now by Cece Moore. And Cece, you're the one responsible. I don't know if it comes through in the podcast, but there's been beautiful music that has been going on almost the entire time we've been here. It just ended, but it came from across the hall. And apparently that's your responsibility. So tell us about your role and what you do here at Mount Pleasant Gardens.
Well, I'm the Life Enrichment Director here at Mount Pleasant Gardens, and I'm thrilled to talk about music and all the activities that we have here. I would have to say that music is probably the number one. Music and just getting to know the residents and what they come with, what they offer, is actually how we build our programming, to be honest.
I love it, the Life Enrichment Director. So, you know, there are obviously some very nice facilities around for people, and almost everyone has an activities director and that sort of thing. But I love this, you know, life enrichment, life enhancement. It's a large part of not only what you say, but also part of the website that we saw as well. Tell us more about that. What's that all about?
Life enrichment. The title used to be activities director or activities department. And a lot of places do call it life enrichment, which makes a lot of sense because when I come to work in the morning, my main focus is to enrich the lives. And it's not just myself, it's the team, it's the community here, you know. They're all part of what we call meaningful moments where everyone's responsible for, you know, it's things as simple as seeing someone in the garden and maybe the fountain's being worked on by environmental services and a resident goes out there and wants to know what's going on. And the conversation starts, and that's a meaningful moment.
Mm-hmm. As a family member, someone who had dementia, as we looked at a home for our relative, most of what we saw was around the whole concept of safety. We provide safety, we have alarms, we have monitors, and that's great, we have to have that. And I know you have that here, mm-hmm. but it goes much beyond that. You talk about providing a life full of joy for the residents mm-hmm. and the fact that they have value. Tell us more about that.
the value part is probably the most important, and right up there with that is knowing the residents. As soon as they come in the door, we've got the entire team, not just life enrichment, but the entire team. It's their goal to know them as best as we can. And to be honest, the residents drive the programming. We find out, we've had people with backgrounds in the military, Air Force pilots, chefs, teachers, engineers, and we just kind of pick their brain and see what lights them up, and it ends up on the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's on the calendar? What are some of the different activities, going back to that word that you have here, besides the beautiful music that we heard?
You have noticed the music. Yep, that's probably number one, like I said earlier. And we also have a program I came up with called Senior University, and it's just, they get a little certificate at the end. They come, we talk about mathematics and science. We have a lot of English teachers here, which is kind of cool, and we talk about poetry and just really give them a sense of purpose where they can become engaged that way, and they actually contribute a lot more. You know, they give us a lot.
I know with my relative, when they were in a center, as we'll just call it at the time, it seemed to be like a pretty boring existence. They sat around, maybe watched TV, and that was it. You know, what are some other core components that you have here? Do people get up and move, and is it an, it seems like an active community. Tell us about that.
Well, we are very active. Actually, we have five pillars that we like to meet. Purposeful is probably number one. That addresses who they are when they walk in the door, their backgrounds, you know, how we address who they are. And then, of course, there is social, which we have lots of parties. Lots of music is a big draw, and art backgrounds, anything in the arts. Let's see, spiritual, and of course, last but not least, is physical exercise, which is probably the most important. And I created another program that's called Just Breathe that addresses the stress and anxiety that can be involved in acclimating to a new facility. And then it just takes off and becomes something they ask for, to be honest. And I love the fact that we call it Just Breathe, because a lot of people say, I'm doing a lot more in this class than just breathe in. I think I was sold, you know, but it's very successful.
That's good. We can see how you bring value to people, for sure. Oh my goodness. Now, I know you subscribe to, I think you're even certified in this TEPA Snow Positive Approach to Care. Mm-hmm. What is that all about?
The Positive Approach to Care from TEPA Snow is an extraordinary program that actually meets the residents where they are, treating them with respect, going slow. They set the pace for what any activity that they're doing, anything from eating a meal to participating in an activity, assisting in their daily activities of life, you know. So it's positive. It honors them, you know, and it's full of respect, I find.
Now, Cece, when you were little, did you grow up thinking, man, I want to be a life enrichment director when I grow up? Or how did you get into this?
That's a great question. I did not think I was going to be a life enrichment director. I actually thought I was going to be like a rock star, you know, like Janis Joplin or something. When I first started in elder care, that's the one thing that always came with me was my music. I'm a singer and songwriter, so I play my guitar for them 2-3 times a week, and we have the Glee Club, which was born from that. I heard them singing one day, and I was like, oh, you guys are coming on the road with me. So, yeah, the music, I would have to say, was the in the forefront. And I've been in this business for a long time. Elder care, I started out when I was 16 years old, and I just fell in love with the elderly. I did take a sabbatical to work in the surgical areas of life, but I just missed the elder community. And I find I'm grateful to God that I believe that's my niche.
Well, Cece, you're definitely a rock star, especially for the residents here. So thank you for joining us here on the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Denise, thank you for the tour that you've given us and sharing your staff with us. I can tell you've got a great passion for this. And just as we end, walk us through a typical day in the life of a resident here at Mount Pleasant Gardens.
A typical day at Mount Pleasant Gardens begins with our care team in the morning, which is getting our residents up, ready for their day, including showers and shaving and anything else that they may want to do in order to have breakfast. The care team does, you know, create a beautiful dining program and in the morning so that they all are eating together and socialization begins. After that socialization and a beautiful breakfast, they begin with our enrichment. And enrichment becomes exercise, which we start off with every day. And that could be anywhere from just breathe, as you heard from Cece. It could be a walk around our beautiful gardens. It can also be that we bring in a lady who does senior exercise through on our Mondays. So we have a lot of different exercise programs to keep them very engaged and wanting to continue to do that. We then finish with our lunchtime, again, where we're with music. Our entire staff is a part of that, just to give them great joy, and again, socialization, where they eat with their friends, and we make it a very enjoyable moment. The afternoon is then filled with all different types of activities, from senior university to crafts, to art, to just short stories, to Bible study. There is something different going on every single day, including bingo, but also including tap dancing. So just like Cece said, we look to our residents, we become students of them, and we keep tailoring our program to ensure that they feel competent, they feel a sense of worth, and they feel like they belong, because we are a really great family here at Mount Pleasant Gardens.
Do you have any residents who are night owls who like to stay up late at night?
Oh, we have plenty of those. But, you know, the wonderful thing is that Judy and her care team, they manage that very well. Again, activity and enrichment continue to happen at night, where they would give them laundry to fold. They'll walk up and down the halls with them. They'll sit and watch TV with them. And you see that they're still engaging even through the middle of the night, or they may just be sitting with them in their room because they might just be scared and need somebody to hold their hand. And we see a lot of that happening with our staff, and that's what makes it special.
Well, Denise Kish, thank you so much for inviting us here to the beautiful Mount Pleasant Gardens. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming here and being a part of our team.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.